USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration was sued Wednesday over its executive order to halt oil and gas leasing on federal lands and waters. The lawsuit, filed in the U.S. District Court in Wyoming by the Western Energy Alliance, says President Biden exceeded his authority with the recent order. Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says coronavirus treatments and the vaccine are less effective against the South African COVID strain.
It has diminished somewhat the capability of the vaccine to protect, but, and this is an important but, the vaccine still is effective against this strain that is in South Africa.
Fauci, speaking on Fox News, also says we need to be ready for the arrival of the strain and prepare for it to mutate even more. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure, it tastes so good, I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Kahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
President Biden has spoken to Russian President Vladimir Putin over the phone for the first time on Tuesday. The two discussed a cyber attack on U.S. companies and government agencies, along with talking arms control and the importance of sovereignty in the Ukraine. Regarding some of the executive orders we're seeing regarding energy and natural gas by President Biden, former U.N. Ambassador to the United States Nikki Haley believes
Putin has to be pretty ecstatic right now. I mean, one of the things that bothered him the most was how energy independent we had become. And the idea that President Biden has already cut off the Keystone Pipeline, started banning fracking. That in itself is one thing. I mean, it's a good first week for Russia right now.
President Joe Biden plans to reopen the healthcare.gov insurance markets for a special sign-up opportunity geared to people needing coverage in the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Baseball's Hall of Fame class of 2021 comes up empty.
For the first time since 2013 and just the third time in the last 25 years, there will be no new additions to Cooperstown this year. No former player met the threshold in the Baseball Writers of America balloting for election into the Hall of Fame. Pitcher Curt Schilling came the closest, just 16 votes shy of the 75% threshold needed. Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens finished second and third, each on 61% of ballots. All three will be on the ballot for a 10th and final year in 2022. Despite not electing a class for 2021, there will still be an induction ceremony in Cooperstown this summer. The coronavirus pandemic canceled last summer's festivities, and Derek Jeter, Larry Walker, Ted Simmons, and Marvin Miller will be enshrined on July 25th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Going a little bit more in depth on this story, Curt Schilling tells Baseball Writers he wants off the 2022 Baseball Hall of Fame ballot. He also tells Newsmax TV,
there would be no reason to have me on the ballot because if I got elected, I would not participate in the ceremony. And anybody that knows me knows that I'm not one for empty rhetoric.
If the Veterans Committee votes you in, will you partake? Because
yes,
the Veterans Committee will vote you in.
Well, it's the players. Right. I mean, it's players. I mean, how much more valid that can it be than to be judged by your peers? I will no longer, they will never, ever have an impact on my life in a way that will determine something that matters to me.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.